Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am your host, Belinda Ellsworth, and I just want to remind all of our listeners so that you don't miss a single episode, make sure that you go and subscribe, and that way, every single week, you will get the latest and greatest episodes. Today, my show, I'm so excited about. I have Amy Rasdell with me. Amy is a working mom of two kids, ages 15 and 5, who traded her corporate job for consulting 15 years ago. Today, she makes more money than most executives and lives a very blended life with almost no boundaries, working and playing every day. As the founder of Billable with Baby, Amy helps liberate other corporate working mothers by empowering them to build their own successful consulting businesses. She's quick on the mute button and can tell you a foolproof way to do a professional conference call from Disneyland. It's my pleasure to welcome Amy to our show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, Amy, why don't we just dive right in and let's fill in some of the gaps from this bio and tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey.
Sure. So I'll start back when I was a kid, but I'll make it quick so we won't linger there too long. I am a Silicon kid. I grew up in Silicon Valley out in California. My dad was an early semiconductor guy. So I grew up around all technology and people starting businesses and companies, but it was all very much technology. And these people were entrepreneurs, but they all went to an office and built corporations. And now, you know, those Silicon Valley early companies have turned into Intel and all of those places. So I grew up not really realizing there was anything outside of technology. So I started out, went to undergrad, got a degree in software engineering, started out as a software engineer. But my long-term career goal was to be a startup CEO. And I really thought that I wanted to rule the world. So I worked as a software engineer, writing code for a while. Then I went to business school. I went to a fancy business school on the East Coast. And then out of business school, I started systematically working my cross-functional rotations to build my experience and my resume to become a technology startup CEO. And that's what I thought that I wanted to do. And so I built and built and got all this experience, and it was great. But I worked hard. And along the way, I was exposed to so many different companies and people. And I had a couple of pivotal experiences along the way that really shaped where I am now. And I remember I was in my early 30s and I didn't have kids yet, but I was walking through the lobby of our big corporate building and there was our CFO, and she was a woman, and I knew that she had two small kids. And this is October 30th, so it's the day before Halloween. And I knew certainly that with two small kids, she was planning to take her kids out trick-or-treating. And I said, "Where are you going?" She's standing there with a suitcase, and she said, "Oh, I have to fly off to Washington, D.C. I need to meet with the FDA. It was a medical device company. And I remember so clearly thinking to myself at that time, I never want to be in that position where I have to choose between my career and my family. And you might be thinking it was just Halloween, but it's Halloween and it's birthdays and it's anniversaries and it's all these things. That moment was really a glimmer that stuck, that at some point I really wanted to be able to control what I did. So I went on and I kept building, and I jumped off and I started doing startups, a few different startups. And there was a point along the way where we had a startup that we built and it was going great, but all of a sudden the bottom kind of fell out of the market. And I found myself liberated and looking for my next job. And I kind of accidentally fell into consulting. So I was looking for my next job. A consulting project fell into my lap 20 hours a week for 3 months. And I thought, this is fantastic. I can make some money while I'm looking for my next job and be really careful. Well, I got a few weeks into being a consultant where I'm doing most of my work remotely. I'm deciding my own hours. I'm working from my happy place, which for me is my home office. And sometimes Disneyland, as mentioned in my bio. And I thought, cancel the job search. This is the life. I'm now a consultant. So that was 15 years ago. And I've been a consultant ever since. Well, since everyone knew that I was doing that, I was constantly getting calls of people saying, you know, I don't have a project for you, but you've been a consultant for a long time. Could we talk about that? I've been thinking about doing it too. So I first started a second business called Billable at the Beach, which helps people start their own successful consulting business. And then a couple years ago, I saw so many women in the corporate world struggling to have the freedom and flexibility to raise their children. And I founded a third business called Billable with Baby, helping women start their own consulting business so they have the freedom and flexibility to raise their children the way they wish, really to do what I've been able to do. And over those 15 years, I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But boy, Belinda, I can tell you I have made every mistake. And I thought, if I can help these women have the courage to get started, and then if I can save them all of the mistakes that I've made, how wonderful this would be. So that's kind of a path of finding me to where I am now.
Wow. That's quite the journey, but I'm so glad you shared that because we've done different surveys with our podcast listeners. And one of the things that they had said early on when I said, you know, how do you like the show? What would you like to see different? One of the things that they said is we'd like to know really how they got there. We'd like to know more of the background. We want to know about the journey. And it's so funny because a lot of people just sort of slide over it, kind of like, oh, I used to work in a corporate and then I just decided one day I was just going to do my own thing and now I have a 7-figure income. I mean, like, it's like, oh, come on. There had to be lots of steps in between.
And like I say, in my case, you don't get to 7 figures without making a lot of mistakes. I mean, it's good and I survived them, but that's interesting. And if you, now that you say that, same with me, I want to know, what is the journey? Because otherwise you can't relate to it and think about, okay, what can I learn from mm-hmm. it? What could I do that's like what they did to get there?
Exactly, exactly. So tell us a little bit then how this business has shaped your lifestyle.
Well, so it's been more a matter of my lifestyle shaping the business. From when I was young, freedom and flexibility were always really important to me. I spent several years sitting in a cubicle, but I hated that. And one of my original concepts back when I was a teenager, and now I have a 15-year-old daughter, one of the reasons that software engineering appealed to me, although I did want to be a startup CEO, I also thought, well, maybe I could sneak a few years in there where I live in Vail and I ski during the day and I write code at night. So flexibility has always been a big theme for me. So I have figured out how to position my lifestyle preferences into advantage for my corporate consulting clients. And I'll give you a quick example. So in my core consulting business, I really am a high-level project manager. And a lot of what project management is, I like to describe it as air traffic control. So I'm running a busy airport. Something comes into me. I spend 5 minutes. I send it to one person. Something else comes into me. I don't need to spend any time, but 3 people need to know. Something else comes into me and, oh my gosh, this is a potential crisis. I need to get on the phone with the CEO right away because this might have a major impact on my client company. And so I like to work remotely. So I don't, with my corporate consulting clients, I don't go there for 3 or 4 hours a day and sit in a cubicle and what I call take up residence. I don't want to work that way. So I tell them I like to work remotely. And I typically am kind of online and connected from about 7 in the morning to 11 at night, 7 days a week. It's completely my choice. Anyone can choose what works for them. I do conference calls from Disneyland. So I get up, I get started, I take the kids to school. I do a little bit of work. I go take a dance class. I come back. I throw in some laundry. I do a little bit more work. I really blend my workday. And if I go sit at some company, that doesn't happen. So I tell the client, look, if I come to your location, the airport is only going to be open 3 or 4 hours a day. So that means the rest of the time, the airplanes aren't flying. If I work remotely, those airplanes are going to be flying from 7 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, 7 days a week. So it's really an advantage to them. And honestly, it's my lifestyle preference, but I've been able to spin that into an advantage for my client. So really, my lifestyle defines my business more than vice versa.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. So then let's talk about skill sets, because I think that those are so important. And I like to see the different ones that people think really have contributed to their overall success. So what do you think your two greatest skill sets are that have helped contribute to your success?
So I don't know if it's as much a skill set. I think you can develop it, but I am just a very confident person. With high self-esteem, and I don't, fear is just not very much of a thing for me. So I suppose maybe there's some kind of a genetic thing, but I really give a lot of credit to mom and dad. Somehow they raised me to just be very confident. And when I say fear, there's been a lot in the news lately about Mount Everest. I have no interest in climbing Mount Everest. People can't breathe at 30,000 feet when there's no oxygen. But I just mean, I'm not afraid to just jump in and do things and try things. And from a business standpoint, the other skill set, and I'm raising kids right now, so I think a lot about this. In the men's corporate world, there always has been a big thing about athletes and playing team sports and how important that is in the corporate world. And I think there's now a growing appreciation for performing arts. I have always done a lot of performing arts, and it's a huge benefit in business because even if there's a moment when I don't feel that confidence, I can pretend like it's a role. So a big thing in consulting, and especially I'm trying to help women, is a fear of charging what you're really worth in terms of your consulting rates. And so I tell people, okay, if you're a little worried about it, let's kind of do the fake it till you make it. And let's pretend like this is an acting part. This is a part in a play. You're going to put on your costume, which might be your business suit or your jeans, depending, you know, what type of a client you're pitching. And let's do a little bit of pretending, right? And let's solve it that way. So I think the confidence, and kind of coupled with the no fear, and then that ability to perform, are two of my greatest skill sets that really helped me be successful.
That is awesome. All right. So now let's talk about some outstanding accomplishment that you've done that you're super proud of.
So I think aside from all the kids and that stuff, I think one of my great accomplishments that I'm proud of is that I have been able to, for more than 15 years, support my family of four in coastal Southern California, and that I've been able to persevere and survive all the ups and downs, and not only survive, but thrive and be happy, and manage to do that for all of these years with a smile on my face.
Oh, that is great. Now, let's talk about a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that. Is there one that comes to mind?
Yes. So I don't know if you're looking for a business challenge or a life challenge or what it is, but I think one of the biggest challenges that I've faced is I'm a working mom of two kids. I'm also married. I have a wonderful husband of many, many years. And about 10 years ago, he suddenly needed open heart surgery. And he's doing great now, so it had a happy ending. But the challenge of having my own business and having really small kids at the time and having to take care of him was an amazing challenge. And we were able to work through that and call on our community and all of our resources and really survive and persevere through that. That was one of the biggest challenges that we've ever worked through.
Wow, I bet. That's scary. And then what did you just, did you learn to compartmentalize? Did you, like, that had to be, obviously, you've got this business that's busy. You've got kids that are busy. And now you really need to be there with them. So how did you mentally and both, you know, physically execute that challenge?
Definitely compartmentalizing. Yes, for sure. And I've always done that in my life. It's kind of like when you also have been a busy entrepreneur. So there's not a lot of time to sit around. But when I'm with the kids, that's kind of a break from work. And when I'm doing work, that's kind of a break from the kids. But with this, compartmentalizing for sure. And then I think I had already always been kind of an independent type of person, but this really forced me to call upon my community. And one of the interesting things that I've also taken that learning and then built into Billable with Baby, and as I work with my groups of moms, I've been so amazed at the power of the support of like-minded people. So it really forced me to learn how to call upon and lean upon my community. And then I've been able to take that and translate that into my business. And every time I do one of my new group programs, every time I go in there and do a group call, I'm always surprised. I always feel like I come away with more benefit than the people in the program do. Right. I don't know if you ever feel like that too in the work that you do or the people that you talk to on your podcast. You come away thinking, wow, I learned so much from having that podcast person on.
Absolutely. I say that the podcast fills my bucket. Like, you know how we're giving so much. I give so much to so many people in always being up, always being on, always trying to solve their, you know, situations. And I really feel like this podcast, when I do the interviews, it inspires me. I leave so motivated after my interviews that I do, and I leave so, like, uplifted. And so this has been the surprise benefit of doing the podcast, because at first I was like, oh, I'm too busy to do this. Where am I going to fit this in? And I was stressing out over a lot of details, I'll be super honest.
Right.
And my husband was the one really encouraging me to do this podcast. And I thought, oh, I don't want to. It's a new learning curve for me. And I was like, oh, I fought him every tooth and nail. And the surprise benefit for me, which I was not expecting at all, is how empowered that I felt after every single interview. And so I was like, all right, we're going to keep doing this. And it's just been really a wonderful thing to get my bucket filled every time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Good for you. So what does working from your happy place mean to you?
For me, this is an interesting question, and I was relatively new to the online business world, and I hadn't, you know, 2 years ago, I had heard the word podcast, but I really didn't know what it was. I had never listened to one, and I run into so many people who want to travel the world and be free to do that, and so I've really thought about it, and what's interesting to me is I want to have that freedom and independence, but for me, my happy place is right in my own home. And I had kids a little bit later, and so we traveled and did so much of that stuff. We really love being in our little house, in our little yard with our little family, and being able to, I have this really nice office in my house. I can shut the door, but I also can open it, and my kids are there, and their school is down the street. And so it's not this big extravagant thing. It's just having that freedom to go into my kitchen and make a cup of tea, to throw in some laundry, to have all of this integrated around, to take the dance classes that I want to take and really be able to make all of those choices. So what's surprising to me, it's not those big, extravagant bucket lists. It's that perfect cup of tea in my own house. It's making my own lunch. So it's just being able to make all of those choices for myself. And it's not about the money or the luxury. It's really that focus and ability to enjoy the little things every single day.
That is awesome. That's a great answer. And it's so funny because almost everybody responds the same. This was an interesting question, or this was the hardest question for me. It's just so funny how it's the one sort of signature piece of the show. And it's the one thing that everybody says something like that on. It's so funny.
Yeah, that's great.
So what advice would you give to others who are going down this entrepreneur path?
My biggest advice is that you can do it. Anyone can do it. And I think there's this perception that it's so risky and so hard. And of course, you have to do the work. But if you stick with it, and I try to work, and of course I'm working with, you know, a specific little piece of corporate working mothers, and I really try to convince them that to avoid overwhelm. Mm-hmm. So for my moms, I say, if the idea of starting a business is exciting and energizing and exciting, then I'm all in. But if you're like most of us and that seems so overwhelming, don't think of it that way. Just start taking steps, step by step by step, and you'll find yourself there. So with my moms in my program, I say, look, we're just going to take step by step by step, and we're just going to keep taking those steps. Life happens. If you can't take any steps for a few days or a few weeks or even a few months, that's fine. You just have to take another step when you can, and eventually you'll find yourself where I am, which is 15 years later, making enough money to support my family in Southern California. So you can do it. And it doesn't have to be this big leap. It doesn't have to be a leap across the Grand Canyon. It can be a step across a sidewalk crack. And everyone can do it. Take small steps, break it down into the pieces so that you're not all overwhelmed. And I promise every single person out there that you really can do it.
That's awesome. I remember when I first started, so I left. I had worked for myself for 16 years. Then I actually took a corporate job for 1 year. Mm-hmm. I hated that with every fiber of my being. Like, I was not intended for that action. And so I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And I had really been encouraged by a couple of motivational speakers who had actually heard me present at my corporate job and said, oh my gosh, you need to be doing this on your own, like full time. So I quit and I made the leap. And I remember just calling and getting no, 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 no. And then I was so focused on the whole big picture that I made myself a little piece of paper that had a brick wall on it. And so every single day I'm like, I just want to get a lead today. And every time I get a lead or every time I just get a phone conversation with somebody and it's trying to look for the yes, you know what I mean? Like, yes, we want you as a speaker. Just connect with people. Just start to build your network. And so every time I'd color in one of those bricks, knocking down my brick wall. And it took my focus off of no one's hiring me to be a speaker to doing what I needed to do to become a speaker, which was to make connections, to build trust, to build my network. And then it all literally came into place. It really and truly did. But that's what I had to physically do, or else I was beating myself up and was in such a down place. I had to feel like I was having some successes. And that it was just a silly thing, but man, it worked.
Oh, I love that. It's just finding that thing, right? And so everyone can find that thing. And reach out to other people and listen to this podcast, because you never know when you're going to get that little light bulb moment where you find your thing, your brick wall. I love that one. That's a great one.
Oh, thanks. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you'd like our listeners to hear about or that they might benefit from? And then, of course, close with how they can find you.
Yeah, so I have... If you think you're interested in trying what I help people do, I have a free course on my website, and it's called 3 Action Steps to Generate Revenue Now. It's 3 simple and easy things that anyone can do to get started. And if you just want to dip a toe in the water, it's a free email course that will walk you through exactly what that is. So I would love to have any of you try that. And that is at my website, which is billablewithbaby.com. And then one of the exciting things that I'm working on right now is I'm just about to launch a group program that starts with the free course. That's how I start everybody, and walks all the way through the whole process of starting and maintaining a successful consulting business, kind of everything that you need, A to Z. And I'm really excited to jump in. I've been doing it one-on-one, and so I'm just about to launch a group program, and I'm really excited to get that going. So everyone can find me again, Amy Razdel, billablewithbaby.com. I have that free email course, and I have a lot of other just great information and interesting content if you think this might be something for you.
Wonderful. Well, this has been a great show, and I just want to remind everyone, if you enjoyed what you heard today, please go back and leave us a review. We appreciate that on iTunes so much. So, Amy, thank you for being our guest today, and thank you for all your gold nuggets of wisdom. I'm sure that our listeners are going to love it. So, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.